The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, I'm back again, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Lots of products out there capitalize on the antibacterial effects of silver. Everything from cleaning clothes and insoles to washing powder and bandages, they all seem to employ the element in some way. Today, we're going to answer the question, why does silver inhibit bacterial growth? The trick with silver is actually a pretty old one. The ancient Egyptians knew that water remained potable for longer when it was stored in silver containers. And Greek and Roman doctors in the classical world knew how to treat wounds with silver to keep them from becoming infected. My own grandmother told me that before the introduction of the refrigerator, she would put a silver spoon in the milk jug to keep the milk from curdling too quickly. Some people have even attributed life-prolonging properties to the precious metal. Unfortunately, silver can't really perform miracles, but it can be used quite effectively to control bacteria. The key is what is known as oligodynamic effect, the antimicrobial action of metals in liquids. If you place a piece of silver into a fluid, then some atoms of the metal, known as ions, dissolve into the liquid and begin to move throughout it. Ions are electrically charged. When the positively charged silver ions touch bacteria, this contact destroys proteins in the microbial cell. These proteins perform a very important function in the cell. They give it structure and control vital functions. The silver ions throw these systems out of kilter by binding to the proteins of the bacteria. To put it exactly in chemical terms, one of the things they do is react with what are called disulfide bonds. That throws a monkey wrench into how the cell functions, often causing them to grind to a halt. Cell walls dissolve and vital functions break down completely. As a result, the bacteria dies. One silver ion doesn't have much of an effect, though. You have to have a lot of them. That's why the surface of the silver has to be as large as possible. Or, if you prefer, you need lots of small particles of silver to release a large number of silver ions. The oligodynamic effect is used in a wide variety of applications. Bandages for wounds, for example, are often treated with substances containing silver. Many water filters also contain coats of very fine silver particles to help sterilize the liquid as it flows through. But everyday objects like odor-eating insoles or deodorants also contain the metal in some chemical form to help put an end to the bacteria that break down sweat into less pleasant-smelling substances. However, some researchers have questioned the use of silver ions for some applications. At the moment, its safety is the object of several scientific studies. So, what's that saying again? Silence is silver? Something like that. Anyway, that's all for today. Tune in next time for another exciting cast. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.